Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday. Yeah, the end of the week. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you could check me out, excuse me, on Drive today at 4 o'clock. Or on Instagram, AndyGoldstein05, or both. Up to you, not pushing. Anyway, we begin with boxing. Oh, do we have to talk about a fight that's not happening? Yeah, we do. Confirmation, of course, that the Conor Benn fight with Chris Eubank Jr. is off after Benn failed a drugs test. Here's promoter Eddie Hearn speaking in the press conference.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Sorry for the delay. I was very tempted to slip out the back door for a beer, but wanted to come and see you guys, and thanks for waiting around. Been a very difficult day, 24 hours, 48 hours. We were looking forward to an event that has really captured the imagination of the British public, and a fight that had so much history, myself and Calla and Wasserman Boxing, so excited for. But obviously, we wanted to come here today and formally announce that Chris Eubank Jr. against Conor Benn has been officially postponed. I want to make it clear that Conor Benn is not suspended by the British Boxing Board of Control. And we do feel that he hasn't been given due process like many others in this situation before him. I also want to clear up so many different reports from journalists and outlets that we've seen today about us being in the High Court this afternoon, us considering other commissions. This is just not true. We took our time with Wasserman Boxing and we made a decision that we felt was in the best interests of the parties involved. This is a sport that is very, very dear to us, a sport that we've been around our entire life. And whilst we were desperate for this fight to take place, for the fans, for the undercard fighters, we also made a decision that we felt we had to at this time, especially considering the interests of the sport and the British public as well.
On now to the Europa League, where Man United beat Nicosia on TalkSport 2.
Ronaldo, left-footed shot to Rashford. Second for Marcus Rashford to seal the win for Manchester United. A broad smile across his face. And finally, a smile from Ronaldo too.
I would call it stay composed. It can always happen. Football is a game of mistakes. So I think I agree with you. First 30-35 minutes, we played quite well. Only thing was we didn't score a goal. And when you score a goal, you make your life easy. So we didn't. And then you concede a goal, but that worst 10 minutes from the game from us. After the halftime, I think we dealt well with the setback.
Manchester United, Rashford scored two.
Yes.
So he's looking good. That's what we want. We want to see that from him.
Yeah.
Going into a World Cup, surely he's going to be amongst it again.
Oh, he'll be amongst it, no question. Whether he's going to do enough between now and then, that's the big question. Look, we've seen Jadon Sancho and him slip out the squad. Sancho got taken off at half-time.
What I was not happy with was the movement with our ball. The width on the left side, for me, was no good, first half. And the movement with our ball behind the defending line.
What's going on with Sancho, Jace? You've never really been convinced with him.
No, I tell you what, I've never seen him. Everyone was talking about, and Kevin Achar, big, big reporter, of course, in German football, was speaking for ages about Jadon Sancho, how good and well he's doing. I never saw it, personally. Now, not to say he hasn't played well, but the only time I really got to look at him was an England shirt. Never really saw it. Never saw that, the hype. Mm. Maybe not we're rumoured to be talking about £120 million during COVID. That pretty much halved. I mean, I think they paid £70 million, didn't they, in the end for him. Hasn't quite settled yet to see the best. He's still young,
yet. I mean, come on, you know, he's been there a season.
Yeah, he's been there. Yes.
I mean, you look at, you know, we was on Jack Grealish about this season stepping up to the plate and making sure
now
that
you look at Jack. Jack is starting to now
exactly
flourish.
He is,
right?
But Jadon Sancho's coming for a massive fee as well.
Yes, yes.
He's miles off it.
He is. Yeah, right now it's not the player they thought it was, but he's still young, mate. We're not talking about a player's career's over. You know, he struggled to settle. Massive club, huge transfer fee. Hasn't happened for him yet. Look, Man United have to be patient. There's a lot going on at United. You know, if you put him in Arsenal right now, okay, let's talk about a side. You go back 12 months ago, completely different where they are now. You put Sancho in Arsenal side, I think you'd see a different Sancho. He's had a change of managers. It's not been a happy club. The club ain't, they're not playing well. You know, there's been lots for him to deal with personally.
Dallow hurdles the goalkeeper, finds Ronaldo, he's hit the post from 6 yards. Oh, my word. Cristiano Ronaldo with goal number 700 at his mercy. He can't score from 6 yards out.
First two good saves from the goalie. So he had a couple of chances. Also, he created a couple of chances. Also, he was involved with a good move, a run with the first goal with Marcus Rashford. So he had an impact in this game.
It's Arsenal 3, Bodø/Glimt 0. It's come with 6 minutes to go on the clock. Fabio Vieira is the man who's got the goal. It was a really good work down the left-hand side. And when the ball was squared to him about 6 yards out, he really couldn't miss. Arsenal 3, Bodø/Glimt 0.
Every game is difficult to win, and we've done today, making a lot of changes and giving players that they fully deserve the minutes to play. I'm really happy with the results, scoring 3 goals and keeping a clean sheet, but as well very conscious that there are a lot of things that we can do much better.
On now to the Europa League Conference, where West Ham beat Anderlecht.
Finished Anderlecht 0, West Ham 1. 3 wins from 3 in the group for the Hammers to move closer to qualification. Gianluca Scamacca off the bench to break the deadlock. 11 minutes from time, his 5th of the season. Lovely composed finish from the Italian, controlling Paqueta's lofted pass, spinning on a sixpence and then steering low into the far corner.
On now to kick off with Hugh Wilson-Croft, the Mirror's Darren Lewis and former England striker Jay Boothroyd. Boothroyd, no one really knows.
Oi, Goldstein, it's Boothroyd.
Yeah, but it's spelt B-O-T-H, and that's both. So you could actually argue it's Boothroyd. So we're both wrong, Royd.
Gossip, 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 just stop it. Everybody know. I'm a
Foden, coming towards the corner of the penalty area. Clever little reverse ball, and it's in from Haaland.
Haaland is on a run. He's got 3 Wolves players around him. Not that that bothers him. Gets it onto his right foot. Strikes down low, and in. Past the goalkeeper for another goal. His 14th of the season.
At his age, no one can compete with him. No one. So the numbers speak for itself. And inside in the locker room, on the pitch, we see things that they are not in the stats that make us feel happy to have him here.
If you say to me, can he be one of the best goal scorers ever? Then I would say yes. But he wouldn't even be in my top 10.
Wow,
best
I can't
strikers
believe you went there.
Ever.
On air as well.
On air. I really believe that.
Good luck.
Explain it, Jay.
A striker for me. Okay, do you want me to read out my strikers already?
Yeah.
All right. I've got Ronaldo, R9. I've got Henri. I've got Messi. I've got Cristiano Ronaldo. I've got Ibrahimovic. I've got Pele. I've got Romario. I've got Van Basten. I've got Roberto Baggio. Lewandowski. Even Mbappe. And the reason why I'm saying this is because a striker has to have an all-round game. They can dribble. They can create their own goals. They're link-up play. They're getting assists. Haaland is a poacher. And as much as we talk about scoring goals is the hardest thing in football, when it is, I'm not ready to say he is one of the best strikers ever, regardless of his goal-scoring record.
Time now to hear from England Ardner. Old Tezza Butcher. No one really calls him that. Although Benny did call him Butch on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time yesterday, which I thought was a bit weird. Anyway, we were looking back at the iconic image where he played in his 3-line shirt, covered in his own blood after the injury. If you're eating your breakfast, your lunch or your dinner, now's the time to really listen in, because he talks about blood and guts.
Step aside, Butch.
No, not that one. Blimey, why are you playing that one? Play the other one.
My wife, who hadn't been watching it on TV, she was, we lived in Scotland, so she was watching the Scotland game, and she didn't even know about me getting, you know, what had happened until the press rang her up. So she watched it, and we sold one for charity, raising a good bit of money. And then the other shirt is in the Scottish Football Museum at Hampden Park. It's on loan there. So as an Englishman's English captain's shirt. It's obviously washed, but it's on loan to the Scots. So
sorry,
one day I'll get it back.
Do you say it's washed?
Yeah, he washed it. Yeah.
What, you washed the blood out of it?
Yeah, you had to. It stunk anyway, so you had to get rid of it.
But you framed me. I've seen many a footballer that have like had a cup final shirt covered in like grass stains, and they just don't wash it. They just get it framed.
No. It wasn't done then, and I obviously played with a bit of blood before in the past, but no, we got it washed.
Did it come up clean? Do you want a little advert, a little plug for Purcell?
Well, we did have washing powder company called Radion at that time. And they came to us and said, could we sponsor you sort of and give you a little bit of money? And, you know, you can say it was washed clean by Radion. So, yeah, so we got it washed and it came up really well. But as I say, there's no, you didn't, it could have been any England shirt that I wore, but, you know, on the day, I don't know, probably it would have been worth a lot more if you'd have got it framed and it had the blood, the original one. But I think that might have been a health hazard now if I'd done that.
Maybe. If I send you like a replica shirt, can you cover it in ketchup for me?
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, funny enough, I've been in the game for like 45 years and I'm best remembered. People come up to me with their phones and show pictures of themselves with the ketchup and the white and the red band.
Do they really?
And they come up to me and they take great pleasure in showing me. So I'm saying 45 years of football, I'm best remembered as a fancy dress costume when you go to Halloween parties and stuff.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, England's women's manager, Serena Wiegmann, has been speaking to TalkSport Shabana Hearn ahead of the game against the USA in front of a sellout Wembley crowd tonight. Wiegmann was asked if there was a fear factor when playing the USA. Here's her response. Wiegmann's, not a Hearn's.
I haven't noticed any fear. I think we showed ourselves so factual that we can do well and that we learned how to win. So we had the Alan Clark Cup in February where we played very, very good opponents, top level. We did well. Then in the Euros, we overcame some very hard moments in games and we played at the highest level under the highest pressure, I think. So we've shown our facts that we can do really well against the top level teams. So I hope we play without fear and just going out there and play our game and take action. That's how we approach every game anyway. And I haven't, at this moment, I haven't experienced anything of that.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. Why are you shouting? I'm not. I just want to go home.
All right, we'll say it slowly.
All right. What are you getting involved for anyway? Oh, just get on with it. Yeah, now he's shouting. Anyway, after us at 7 p.m, it's QPR against Reading in the Championship on TalkSport 2. Exclusive, I'll have you know. Presented by Dan, I've never brushed my hair, Windle. There will be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.